From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The 17-nation International Syria Support Group meeting in Vienna Tuesday was unable to set a date for resumption of talks on Syria's political future. But U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the group maintains the leverage over the government of President Bashar al-Assad that there is no military solution to the five-year conflict.
There is leverage in the fact that this war will not end for him or for his people without a political settlement. Everybody understands that. That is why the International Syria Support Group came together in the first place. That is why we have the cessation of hostilities we have today and some delivery of humanitarian assistance. Not as good as we want, correct, but it's there because we have some leverage.
Kerry acknowledged no one is satisfied with the fighting in Syria despite a two-month cessation of hostilities. He said the support group agreed that if a party to the ceasefire persistently violates it, they could be excluded from the agreement. He also said beginning June 1st, relief workers, if they're denied humanitarian access, the World Food Program would resort to airdrops and regular flights to besieged areas. Libyan security forces on Tuesday said they recaptured a main checkpoint south of the port city Misrata from fighters of Islamic State. Libyan military spokesman Mohammed al-Ghasri called the recapture of Abu Ghraib a success, with Libyan forces storming the southern axes, liberating areas of Bugim and Zimzam. He said at least six Libyan personnel were killed in the operation. The North African country's new unity government is trying to assert its authority and hopes to eventually retake Sirte, an IS stronghold over the past year. The operation comes a day after the international community pledged to seek an exemption for the new government from a UN arms embargo. This is VOA News. A wave of bombing struck markets across the Iraqi capital Tuesday, killing nearly 70, wounding dozens. It brings to nearly 200 the number killed in the past week. Mostly Shia neighborhoods were targeted. No claim of responsibility for Tuesday's attacks, but Islamic State is suspected. An international conference focused on restarting the Israeli-Palestinian peace process, originally set for May 30th in Paris, is being postponed. President Francois Hollande said the delay is because U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry cannot attend. U.S. spokesman John Kirby insisted Tuesday the U.S. remains interested in moving forward on a two-state solution.
We're not going to turn up our nose at any opportunity to have a constructive dialogue and to perhaps come up with ideas and solutions to get us to a two-state solution. I mean, it's that important. It's that important to us. It's that important to the region, certainly to many other nations around the world.
France is trying to revive the peace effort by first bringing together envoys from 20 countries, the U.N. and European Union, to set up an agenda for a second round that would involve both Israelis and Palestinians. Yemen's government has suspended its participation in UN-sponsored talks with Iran-backed Houthi rebels, accusing the rebels of not complying with UN resolutions. Foreign Minister Abdul Malik al-Maklafi Tuesday called the talks in Kuwait a waste of time. He accused the Houthis of violating the ceasefire and using the talks as a chance to rearm. The Obama administration is further easing financial sanctions on Myanmar to support the nation's political reforms and economic growth and facilitate U.S. trade with a country also known as Burma. But White House spokesman Josh Earnest said Tuesday the U.S. is retaining other measures.
The United States wants to continue to further incentivize democratic reforms and continue to pressure targeted individuals and entities, including the military, so that the work of reforming that government continues. There obviously is more work that needs to be done. The sanctions that remain in place do serve to pressure those entities that may be advocating for rolling back some of those reforms.
Seven state-owned Myanmar enterprises and three state-owned banks are being removed from the blacklist, but Washington left intact sanctions on the military because of its major economic interests. Natural disasters have befallen two countries. In Ecuador, a 6.7 magnitude earthquake struck the South American country's Pacific coast overnight, although there are no reported casualties but minor structural damage. It's near the same location where a far greater 7.8 magnitude quake struck last month, killing more than 650. In Sri Lanka, landslides as a result of heavy rains left at least 17 dead. It's feared the death toll will rise. In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced more than 30 athletes could be banned from this year's Games in Rio after a retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games came back positive for banned substances. The IOC says it's begun disciplinary actions against those athletes. I'm Victor Beatty.
That's the latest world news from VOA.